This is Bouncing Around on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Yes, welcome back here to Domain Stadium. We're just outside Gate 8. If you'd like to come and say hi, you're more than welcome. I reckon Eagles fans, you've got a reason to do so as well now, because we've got one of the players that unfortunately won't be out there for Derby number 43 today. In fact, we've had him when we've done these outside broadcasts before a Derby. He's been a guest with us a couple of times, which means he hasn't played, and he's copped a pretty nasty injury a few weeks ago, and we'll find out exactly how he's travelling. West Coast Eagles man, I know he's really settled in well at the West Coast Eagles after a good career at Hawthorn. We're talking about Xavier Ellis. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, mate. I'd rather be playing, but I'm glad I'm here.
So you're saying you've been involved since you came over from Hawthorn. You've been involved in, up for four derbies. You've played two and missed two.
Yeah, played two, missed two. So this would be my third derby I've missed, and played in two, won one, lost one. So they're a good occasion.
It is a bit. Have you sort of got into the swing of what a derby means to Perthites?
Not really. I'm a little bit boring, I suppose. A little bit of it's just 4 points, but obviously it means a lot for the supporters, and it's a great rivalry for WA football. But coming from Melbourne, and I suppose what I used to sort of see in the derby was the Blues and all that sort of stuff, and the fights and everything, and that's what the derby was sort of known for from Victoria. So now it's 4 points, and it's just fortunate that at the moment it's two really good teams that have had a great rivalry.
Xavier. I think you got the wrong one on, mate. Just put that on, Stubbo. Xavier, what about your injury? Tell us where it's at the moment. And it's Achilles issue, so they're never nice. So tell us where you're at with it.
I was a little bit unlucky. I hurt my Achilles round one where there's a tear in there. It's a little bit unknown, their time frame, because it's a significant part of the Achilles is torn. So wait and see, but it's healing a lot better than what they thought. So originally it was a long-term injury, and right now it's potentially a month or so, I suppose. So in my opinion, it's a month or so.
Yeah. So you're going back to the docs this week, and you get a better idea when you go this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll put the battle helmet on Monday, and we'll have a little friendly.
But you're feeling within yourself. You're feeling okay.
Yeah, I'm even having a run around, so I can't imagine it's going to be too long.
Xavier, Matthew Pittis's 200th game, and I think he's been absolutely fantastic how he's just...
There's Wayne Smith, by the way, from City Toyota. A big, big Dockers man. He'll sponsor the third quarter tonight at, on 882 6PR. Good luck, Wayne. They're overdue. But anyway, back...
Yeah, Matty Pittis has just worked and worked to become the great footballer that he has been and is. But you were saying that he's basically put a media ban on himself this week for his 200th game. It has been a low-key build-up to a 200th game for such an esteemed player.
Yeah, absolutely. And a media ban, if Pritt had it his way, he'd have a media ban his entire career.
He doesn't like it?
No, I don't know if he doesn't like it or not. But
I think he speaks well.
Yeah, he doesn't like attention on himself. He's for a bloke that's won a Brownlow medal and all these other achievements he's had, he's purely about winning games of football for West Coast. And yeah, it's a significant milestone for him, but he'll have his family and some friends here, but to him, he'd much rather just get the 4 points.
It's interesting there, Stubbo. I'll ask your opinion. Now, West Coast Eagles fans, there's a big number here. Yeah. They would love to have the opportunity of heard from Matthew Pittis before his 200th game. He's regarded in such high regard by the West Coast Eagles family.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, and I know Pritter, and I see Pritter quite regularly. He lives close to where I am, and I see him with his family. He's a great family man and a great ornament to the game. But it would have been nice for him to have acknowledged and given something back to that loyal fan base that the West Coast Eagles have.
Yeah, definitely, Peter.
Because you've been a coach, you've been a player, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Well, when you're playing and also when you're coaching, I know an interview only takes 10 minutes, but something comes over you mentally, and sometimes it's absolutely the last thing you feel like doing, and it's hard to explain that to some people. Who think, what, a 10-minute radio interview or a 5-minute five-minute TV?
That's nothing out of your week or something.
But when you're that person or you're involved, it does come across you that's the last. It's the last thing you'd like to do, and in some cases you don't like making a headline about yourself. And he's probably comes from, if I play well, I'll deserve the headlines, but I don't want headlines about anything else other than what I'm playing. But in this day, look, hopefully after the game, I dare say he'll be at the press conference or something after the game, or hopefully he talks a lot. Yeah.
Hopefully he does the interview at 7:30 on the Oval.
Yeah, exactly. After the it's interesting.
Maybe he thinks he's going to win the Ross Glendinning medal. Pete Neal will say that.
And there's a good chance of that, too. I know he's pretty short for it, him and the likes of Andrew Gaff and co. from the West Coast Eagles. It was drawn to our attention at 4 o'clock regarding interviews that the Richmond players ignored all interviews after that pretty ordinary performance today against Adelaide at Etihad Stadium. And Damien Hardwick is obligated to go to the press conference. But, again, you lose, so you don't want to face the music, the players. They don't want to be asked about why they were so poor against Adelaide today. You know, I think that's pretty ordinary.
I think it's absolute crap. And if... not that I ever would have, but if I was ever involved at a club like that, I would have demanded that the players go and maybe even taken another step.
Well, that shows me there's a culture problem there, Stubber.
You've got to face the music.
You just can't take control of the whole situation. So we're not going to do any interviews because we lost.
You've got to face the music. And in my view, someone should have demanded that they go and do the media interviews and go to another level and say, okay, in my opinion, these were the four worst players and you'll do all the media. You've got to face the music. It's part of... accountability for performance is part of responsibility for performance. And look, if they had won by 10 goals, they would have done it. And to me, it's somewhat indicative of why Richmond haven't become a great club, because little things like that are an indicator into the psyche of what goes on there.
Because I've heard you speak on radio or done interviews after the West Coast Eagles have lost. It's not easy, but in the end, you're a professional, aren't you?
Yeah. It's hard to comment. We've got Richmond next weekend.
But, on Friday night, yeah.
But, yeah, we've got a structure at the footy club where everyone does an even amount of media, whether you're Josh Kennedy or, you know, Dom Sheed, from a young guy to a big guy. It's, you know, everyone chips in and sort of helps out, because, you know, I'm sure the media want to get their hands on the guys like Pritter and Joshy and Lecker and those guys all the time. So, yeah, no, we get thrown in regards to the situation.
How'd you feel last week? Your old club, Hawthorn, toweled up the West Coast Eagles again. It was a pretty abysmal performance by the Eagles. What has been the mood around the club this week? You've lost to Hawthorn after you played them in the grand final, pretty ordinary last week, and now you've got to quickly butter up and get ready for another huge game here in this town, the Derby.
Yeah, it was a strange one last weekend. Oh, I was extremely confident going into the game. I thought we were going to make a really good game of it, but... yeah, it's probably a really good time to get a little electric shock from the opposition. Last year, Fremantle absolutely whacked us at about a similar time of year, so it was really disappointing. And Simo sort of pointed out a couple of things that we need to improve, and I'm certain that today we'll see a much better showing. And, you know, it looked like we didn't have a lot of energy and, you know, lackluster last week, so I'd imagine the first quarter we'll be up and about.
It did look like you didn't have the energy and lackluster. It seemed a bit lackluster, so... that could be mental or physical. What do you think it was in the lead-up to the game, and what steps were taken this week to make sure that's not the case?
As I said, I was really surprised. I honestly thought I was so confident about the grand final rematch. But, yeah, people are saying, you know, maybe the MCG, we're not good in Melbourne.
Now, you've played there many a time. Is it that difficult to adapt from here to the MCG? Now, you played the MCG quite a few times before you came over here.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Hawthorn are a pretty good side. So, you know, I don't think I've ever played a losing game to Carlton or Melbourne or anyone like that.
Well,
so.
The other question is, you're saying, okay, the MCG's not a factor. Are the Eagles spooked by Hawthorn?
I wouldn't think so. Like, we gave them a bit of a clip last year in the first final over here, and then... we went over there extremely confident and lost the grand final. I wouldn't say we're spooked. They're an extremely good team and arguably one of the best teams of all time. But, you know, we love the opportunity to play against the best, and we haven't levelled up with them the last couple of times, but I'm certain we'll go back to the well.
Yeah, Xavier, one of the things that's been spoken about in the off-season, I've heard the players say it, is that, you know, the boys are really hungry to make amends, and they're desperate to get back there because some of the boys were disappointed with their performance on the day. They want to make amends, all those things. I've yet to see it in pre-season, and I don't reckon the Brisbane game showed that. Brisbane still kicked 100 points, and I don't think it was there last week. And I'm looking forward to seeing the Eagles, if they show that today or in the coming weeks. But to me, that hasn't come through. The fanaticism and the desperation that a team that feels that they want to be in the grand final, or want to win a premiership. I haven't seen that come through at all. You probably can't answer that other than to say you're sure it's there. So mine's more a statement rather than a question, Pete.
Yeah. No, I'd agree to a certain extent. You know, we obviously won pretty comfortably against Brisbane, but they still scored way too much for the team, the calibre of team that we think we are. And last week, you know, we were absolutely... I think Mike Tyson said everyone has a game plan to get punched in the face, and we got whacked really early, and you know, we were no good after the first 10 to 15 minutes of the game. We sort of hung in there and gave ourselves an opportunity there for a little while, but that were too good. And I agree that I think today the defensive side you're going to see again, and I think some people sort of said we're the nice guys or too nice a team or something, but we were number one in the competition last year for contested
football.
Because
that's really fallen away a bit, hasn't it, in the first couple of rounds, the defensive aspect of the Eagles' play. And it's fallen away across the board, but it's been relatively alarming at the Eagles in the first two games.
Yeah, it has. Like, we obviously want to keep teams to as low a score as possible, and I'm sure supporters want to see high-scoring football, but we're a football club that would happily win 60-61. So, you know, hopefully today we can draw it back, and I know Fremantle in the same situation where their scoring's been pretty freely too, but not much has changed when you're a grand finalist the year before. You just have minor tweaks to your game plan, and we've done little things, and I'm sure that we'll get back to that.
Well, yesterday on Talking Footy, our 6PR panel show at the sports bar at Crown, Zach Dawson was a special guest from the Fremantle Dockers, and he declared he's getting Josh Kennedy today. So that's going to be a very interesting duel. And
which I suppose he's probably not, Peter.
Well, probably. But he declared it. He said that I've been lined up to take on Josh Kennedy. You're right. Things can change, Stubby. But if that's the case, and I asked him if Kennedy kicks one or two on you, have you done the job? And he says, I'll try and keep him to no goals. But if he gets only one or two, I reckon I've done okay.
Yeah, so, I'd say if you play on Josh Kennedy, you keep him to one and two, you've probably got the job.
Yeah. Finally, from an Eagles point of view, where do you think you'll win it? And how important is it to win it today?
It's extremely important. 0-3 for Freo and 1-2 for us is not a great start to the season. So I think we'll win it with what we just spoke about. You'll see that fanatical side, contested side of the football. You know, we're a really good contested football team. So we'll go back and drag them into the trenches. And, you know, once we win that contested battle, our forward line is so potent. I'm tipping Mark LeCraft for the Ross Glendening. I think Lecker's set for a really big one.
That means you'll have to kick about five to get it, yeah, I reckon, out of the forward pocket.
I'd say 4-25. Okay, that'll get it for him.
Can I say something? Matt Prittis, and fair enough, it's his prerogative, didn't want to front the media ahead of his 200th game this week. You fronted the media by joining us today, and you probably had a reason, saying that I'm injured and I'm really sort of down on myself. I just wish I was playing today. You've shown the type of person you are. You're up. You've spoken to us. No doubt you're disappointed not playing in the big game this afternoon, but let's hope we see you back in a West Coast Eagles jump in the next few weeks. Xavier, thanks for joining us today.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having
good
me.
Good on you.
Thanks, mate.
Xavier Ellis here on 882, 6 Powers bouncing around. We're